Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. In the past 2 or 3 years, I have read, and I don't know how many articles, sounding the alarm of the dying honeybees. Colony collapse disorder will result in a shortage of food crops that rely on honeybees for pollination. We were first warned about this in 2006. President Obama announced the national strategy to promote the health of honeybees earlier this year. We're losing 30% of our colonies each year. Blame it on farm chemicals. Or maybe it's just a disease. What is going on? Well, maybe there's nothing unusual going on. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we have more bee colonies today than we had in 2006, the year colony collapse first hit the headlines. The number of honeybee colonies has risen from 2.4 million to 2.7 million in the last 10 years. And listen to this quote from the Washington Post paper. The number of commercial honey-producing colonies managed by beekeepers is the highest it's been in 20 years. Now, the reason colonies are up is because beekeepers are adding colonies. My neighbor, just 100 yards from my backyard, has a row of beehive colonies, 15 or 20 of them. Beehives are not that hard or expensive to start. Just buy the bees and put them into a new beehive. 3 pounds of packaged bees, plus a queen, costs about $100. And the Washington Post article even says that if you have a bee colony, you can split it, and then you have two colonies, but only one queen. No problem. Go online and order a queen. She'll cost about $25. And now you have two colonies. We've always experienced colony collapse, although it may be worse now than it used to be. No problem. We just add more new colonies. I don't expect the cost of honey to go up because of a shortage now. I'll bet my neighbor will give me some honey. Next week, Congress will begin their summer break. They come back after Labor Day. Then they have only 2 weeks before the end of the fiscal year, October 1. There's a lot of legislation to be crammed into those 2 weeks. We'll see. And I am John Block from Washington.